The gist. We live in creative times. The number of clever ways researchers can identify and diagnose disease states appears to be growing exponentially. Take the latest study employing three-dimensional genomic regulatory immunogenetic profiling. This new technology takes a deep stab at an area of interest for all post-infectious diseases, epigenetics. Because epigenetics refers to the changes in gene expression that occur as we encounter pathogens or other stressors, epigenetic changes could play a huge role in ME/CFS. Thus far, though, epigenetic studies have had less than enticing results. This study, which received widespread media attention, is different. This study attempted to get at epigenetic changes in ME/CFS through the back door, so to speak. The chromosomes, which hold our genes, change the way they are folded when confronted with pathogens or other stressors. They do this to bring genes that are not normally near each other close together, allowing them to interact. These new interactions are called loops. Usually, these loops produce a boosted immune defense, but sometimes the chromosomes become folded in such a way as to promote adverse effects. This new study from Oxford Biodynamics used specialized technology to assess the loops in housebound ME/CFS patients versus healthy controls. The results were startling. Their ability to accurately, to 96%, identify which people had ME/CFS and which people were the healthy controls was remarkable. The fact that they did this using 200 genomic biomarkers suggested that their findings had a strong foundation. Using pathway analysis, they identified three main immune issues in ME/CFS: an IL-2 network hub, innate immune activation, and JAK-STAT signaling. All could conceivably make sense with ME/CFS as we know it today. The authors identified approximately a dozen drugs that, if the IL-2 finding is replicated, could be applied to patients with high IL-2 levels. Plus, at least three JAK-STAT inhibiting drugs are being trialed in ME/CFS. Encouragingly, the authors also noted that the inflammatory pathways found in ME/CFS are similar to those found in better studied and treated diseases such as multiple sclerosis and rheumatoid arthritis. Validating that could conceivably open the door to dozens of immune drugs that have never been trialed in this disease. Considerations regarding this proof-of-concept study include its small size, its focus on only one slice of ME/CFS housebound patients, and the use of a specialized procedure that may not be easily or cheaply replicable in other labs. Additionally, larger studies involving more diseases are needed. That last point appears to be the sticking point in ME/CFS diagnosis. Creative attempts to accurately diagnose ME/CFS are popping up more and more. What the field lacks are the larger follow-up studies that could validate them. The small 2019 nanoneedle produced the most stunningly accurate results yet, 100% accuracy, but failed to get further funding. Recently, though, ME Research UK and the ME Association have begun finding more nanoneedle work, and you can see links at this point in the text version of the gist to both ME Research UK and the ME Association. The single-cell Raman microspectroscopy and AI study stood out with its high accuracy rate of 91%. Its inclusion of both multiple sclerosis patients and healthy controls, and its remarkable ability to accurately distinguish between mild, moderate, and severe ME/CFS cases. The Open Medicine Foundation and ME Association are funding more work into Raman spectroscopy. Some metabolomic and proteomic studies have also achieved high accuracy rates. As noted earlier, though, what this field lacks is the next step, large comprehensive trials that contain both healthy controls and several different disease states. Hopefully, Oxford Biodynamics and or the nanoneedle group and or the Raman spectroscopy group or another group can get their diagnostic work across the finish line, and we will finally have a biological diagnostic marker for ME/CFS. support Health Rising, and keep the information flowing. You can give one time or choose to donate monthly at the link at the end of the text version of the gist. Thanks for listening.